Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want you to connect to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, mortgages. You name it, if it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss all aspects. Think of our show as a financial literacy class with different topics each week where we promote financial wellness. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. In today's program, we're going to take a stroll down memory lane 25 years back to share some actual lending and industry changes as we celebrate my silver anniversary in the business. We also have my longtime friend and client, Philip Vaca, to give firsthand lending events with David. Look out. So it could be pretty volatile, but we're going to have fun, if nothing else. Thank you to everybody for your sharing your perspectives and experiences of the last 25 years. We're going to let you know real quick. Take yourself back. It was 25 years ago in 1993. Mortgage interest rates were 7.375% for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. Lenders distributed rate sheets by fax. The computer had a 3.5-inch floppy drive, and you needed 8 of them to back up your computer. Loan applications were taken handwritten on triplicate forms, and internet lenders were science fiction back then. Communications was a pager and a phone card before Facebook, Google, Amazon, or Quicken Loans. That's how it was when I started back in my early lending career with GMAC Mortgage here in San Ynez Valley. During the 4 years with GMAC Mortgage, I was fortunate to meet my good friend Philip Vaca, and here he is today after a long, long time. Phil, how are you today?
I'm doing good, David. Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Phil and I think it was your first or second home that I helped you buy, and I was still wet behind the ears doing loans for GMAC Mortgage. What year was it that you bought the home in Ballard?
I believe that was 93, David.
93, and that was for you and your wife, and,
yes,
and you were buying that property. You had a previous history with that particular home, if I remember.
Yeah, coincidentally, she had grown up in that house. She had lived there through her junior high years in the late 70s, I believe.
Okay, but it had sold multiple times before you acquired it.
Yes, we were looking at some property. We were living in Lompoc at the time, up in Vandenberg Village, and we were looking at the valley, thinking about a family to come and raising our kids over there. And our real estate agent pulls into this driveway, and my wife says, "I used to live in this house." And I said, "What are you talking about?" So sure enough, she had lived in that house, and I turned to her and I said, "We have to buy this house. This is like, we got to make this happen," because it was just too cool of a coincidence.
Yeah, a deja vu moment.
Totally.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, how is it you were referred to me at GMAC Mortgage? You remember?
Well, we had gone through a number of other avenues trying to get some financing on that property, and it was a goofy property. We were okay, credit risks, Laura and I, but the house was a little bit of a problem, and we had gone through a couple different things, and one of our friends, David Brown, not you, you're the second David Brown, said, "Hey, I got this friend, David Brown."
We're like, "What are you talking about?" I did a loan for David Brown, so yeah.
How funny is that? That anyway, so I said, "Sure, let's talk," and when we met you, you said all the right things and said, "I'm going to make this happen for you." And I, of course, was very skeptical for sure. And I'm like, "Well, I got nothing to lose but give it a try." And we went a little unconventional on that property and did some things a little different, but made it happen and got our loan.
Yeah. Well, good. And what were some of the issues with the property then?
The roof had fallen in the living room. there was no heat. Mice and gophers and ground squirrels had kind of taken it over. But it was the diamond in the rough in the little town of Ballard. And I still own that home today.
Yeah. Well, you still live there.
I live there today. That's
great. But you were saying earlier that the only part of that home that is still legit is the living room?
The original house as it sits today is our living room. The front door in the living room is the old house.
Yeah.
We've added on a couple of big construction projects over the years. And that's the old house is now the living room.
What was it? Two-bedroom, one bath?
It was a two-bedroom, one bath originally. And it's got some funky history having been there now quarter of a century. It was built in the 40s for old Anchor Johnson had it built for a garage on the property of his that butted up next to the creek. So that's why it's a slab floor and being that old. So it was a two-car garage originally. And then they converted it into some bedrooms and a bathroom for some field worker guys back when. And then he ended up selling it to his field worker guy, I believe in the 50s.
You live there now, and it's a nice home for you and your family.
Yes.
And you've been happy there. There's some good memories.
A lot of memories in that house, that's for sure.
That's what I love hearing those kind of stories. Any unique features to the loan process that were different than, I guess, the three other guys before me?
Well, the other guys before you said no, and you said we can make it happen. So I was like, all right, I like this guy, David's saying the right things. As I said, I was skeptical and hesitant, but I had nothing to lose. Yeah. And we did some things that weren't advised, you know, like fixing up a house before I own it, was somebody said, you're crazy to do that. And I'm like, well, if I don't do that, I'm not going to get the deal. It needs to have the roof fixed. It needs to have heat. It needs to have some things before a lender will lend on it. And so I bit the bullet and everybody did what they said they were going to do and the deal closed.
I remember it didn't have a heater, so we had an old Franklin stove in our garage, and we took your truck or my truck, and we went over and picked up the stove because it was a two-man lift just moving that thing as heavy as an old Franklin stove, and we put it in the home for the appraisal, so it said it had heat. And I think you put a duct on it to get it, you know, safe and
to satisfy the appraiser.
And you closed the deal and brought me back my stove.
I did. It's funny because they're like, that's not, you don't have heat. I go, what do you mean? We'll throw a couple pieces of wood in there and you're going to get heat. That's how it works. And so it did work.
It is legit.
It was legit.
It's a reasonable reason to have good heat.
I heat my house with wood to this day.
Well, good. And you've done very well over the course of time. You've got some rental properties and things have grown, but at the time your wife went she joined Los Padres Bank, and so you got employee benefits by financing through them with to grow your portfolio of properties.
Yes, they were making it attractive to keep personnel having their loans in house, and they did some stuff like waiving closing costs and appraisal fees and stuff like that. So having an in with a bank and having good credit and wanting to make deals happen, they were, and some of those folks down there, that are, Los Padres is not with us anymore, but are still close friends to me to this day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, over the course of that 25 years, a lot of lenders have gone out of business. We were talking about that on the trip up here. Countrywide is no longer with us. And one of the, and these are the big guys in the group.
Countrywide was pretty big.
Countrywide, Washington Mutual is no longer here. World Savings is gone. Aurora, which was owned by Lehman Brothers, was one of the first to go, actually, but they're gone. So, so when these are sold out to those companies, now you're paying who knows who else?
Yeah,
Bank of America or whomever, Wells Fargo, whoever picked those up. So, it's been interesting. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to follow this road and see what other pearls of wisdom my guest Phil Vaca has for us.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number, 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we're discussing a silver anniversary of being in lending for 25 years. And my guest is Phil Vacca. But I want to go back a little further and let you know that even before the lending business, I was a broker, got my real estate license in, going back through the history books here, in 78, and my broker's license in 1980. From there, I worked in Santa Barbara for a syndication company. And we acquired basically multifamily apartment buildings through a tri-county area. Then after that, I moved to Los Angeles and was the vice president of acquisitions with a company, basically it was a registered financial advising company. And I was acquiring properties for them throughout the Sun Belt of the United States. I was on an airplane 2 weeks out of every month. Going back and forth. We had properties in Jackson, Mississippi, Lexington, Kentucky, Little Rock, Arkansas, Arizona, all kinds of different places. And a lot of good stories from those days, too, all the traveling and so forth. It was good times. Then I moved up to, while I was doing that, I went and got my master's at Pepperdine. And then I enjoyed some consulting work where I was doing consulting for a Japanese advisory firm, and we were doing work for like Dell Webb, we were doing for Sunkist and the Industrial Bank of Japan and things like that. I did a appraisals and things of that nature for large industrial sites in Los Angeles and surrounding areas and the like. So it was good times. Then I moved on up, had a young family, and moved back to San Ynez Valley, where I started in the lending business. Part of why that was is that while I was doing consulting, I was also a receiver for the Superior Court, and I was doing workouts and turnarounds on their behalf. And one of our clients was had a cease and desist order against them by the Department of Real Estate, and we took over as a receivership. And I learned all the things you shouldn't do when it comes to lending, because this was a full-scale trusteed pyramid scheme that was going on, and the things to look out for. So when you're a consultant, you're basically working yourself out of a job if you're any good. So it was like the sheriff killed the bad guy and now there's no need for the sheriff. So I says, how can I turn this around and have constant work as opposed to intermediate work as a consultant? So I decided, well, let's do the lending and do that route. So I started with GMAC Mortgage. And after about 4 years, or within 4 years, I was their vice president and a broker of record for the state of California, where I took care of all their 200 or plus real estate licensees for the state and their lending staff. It was a lot of fun. They had a great training program, which was great. And I got to meet great people like Phil here. I got to tell you, one of the funniest things that happened, though, I'm doing a loan application on the triplicate form. And the guy sends it back to me, and he under assets and liabilities, he says wife. And he has a dollar amount of $35,000. And I says, I gotta ask. I just got to ask, why is this the case? He ends up telling me, well, they took out a loan on his wife's life policy, insurance, life insurance policy. And so now it's a liability. And so it was pretty funny, but you had to ask. And then another occasion, a guy asked me when I'm at GMAC Mortgage, he says, how much in total annual revenue does your division, the mortgage division, contribute to General Motors? And I says, annually about $50 million is our net profit to the corporation. He scratches his head for a second. And he says, you know, that's about the dollar amount of a annual seatbelt recall, wouldn't it? And I just, you know, that really puts it in perspective too, sure. You know, when you're the size of a seatbelt recall for your parent company. And anyway, after that, I was hired away by Santa Barbara Bank and Trust. In 98, the branch I was working in was destroyed by El Nino. The flood took it out. And I remember the day after I was had my files and so forth of active loans that I'm doing. And I pull the drawer out and water comes pouring out of the drawer. It was the desk drawer. It was so funny. So I had wet files everywhere and kind of rebounded from that. But the bank was good, but that was also right before the Y2K. And everybody is getting ready. The computers are changing over. It was going to be, it was like Chicken Little all over the place. The sky is falling because the computers will be all gone and whatnot. And everything's in two digits instead of four digits for the year, and they're going to go nuts. But, and then one of the funny things that happened at the bank, I had this client come in, and he says, I have a $250,000 thoroughbred horse out in my farm, and I'd like to borrow money against it. How much is it worth? And I says, we're a bank, okay? It's worth about 35 cents a pound. You know, we don't care how fast it is, you know. That's all it's worth to us at the local glue factory. So too bad. But I had to bring him into reality there about how banks work. And that was typical. So I got involved with the community doing the I was active in Boy Scouts and 4-H and Pony Baseball and the San Ynez Valley Youth Foundation, and made a lot of good connections, a lot of good friends over the course of time with that. So that worked out a lot, really fun. Then after Santa Barbara Bank and Trust, I went with John Anderson, and I partnered up, and we had Residential Mortgage. And Residential Mortgage had about five new branches up and down from Chico to Santa Barbara, and did the net branch thing. And this was something that John used to work at GMAC Mortgage as well as their vice president. Predominantly all operations west of the Mississippi was his domain. So, but he had retired and he started up Residential Mortgage. And so I joined him, and it worked out really well for a good number of years. And then the bottom fell out with the crisis of the financial crisis of 2007. And we're back to square one, basically, in no time at all because of, the new laws that came out. Now I have to be licensed. A national license is coming out to do mortgage brokerage. And there was a huge amount of attrition in the business. Because before that, anybody could be a mortgage loan officer, and most people wanted to be because it was pretty good money, and all you had to do was fog a mirror and get an approved loan. The underwriting guidelines were so liberal. So anyway, that's how that caught on. But it did bring some good changes. There's a lot of better software programs, and it makes it a lot easier and faster. Quicken Loan is now one of the top dogs in the business with the millennials and others by the convenience that they have and how they do it. But it's not, how should we say, it's not very custom. If you want vanilla, that's the place to go. But if you're 31 flavors, you're not going to find it there. That's one of the cutbacks. From the crash that we experienced not too long ago, one of the best movies that I've seen that explains it is The Big Short. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but that explained it really well because it was the the rating companies like this Standard & Poor's and Moody's and these guys that were rating these junk loans as AAA. And so as long as they were AAA, there was a market for it on Wall Street. And when they finally realized that this isn't sustainable, they all came crashing down. Made for some great opportunities for buying, though. Phil, you bought a lot of properties during the crash.
I was positioned well at that time, and I was one of the ones early on that wasn't a flipper. I was buying them and renovating them and renting them, keeping them. I still have them, most of them all to this day.
Well, being a contractor, it made it a lot easier, too. You could buy the ugliest one and make it the prettiest.
And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, but you held on to them versus flipping them.
Correct, and I still have some great tenants today that have been with me a long time.
Wow. After, right when this all happened, my partner, John, retired once again up to Northern California, so I felt, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to be the last guy selling buggy whips in the mortgage division, you know? So, in essence, I ended up partnering with or representing High Tech Lending, company out of... Irvine, and I do have a net branch with them for the Solvang and Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo counties. And that's worked out real well. And I met the guy, Don Curry, is the president of High Tech Lending, when I was the president president of our local CAM chapter. CAM is an acronym for California Association of Mortgage Professionals. Okay. And so CAMP. And, that trade association, I was on the board of directors, and so was Don Curry at the time, and we hooked up and said, "Hey, let's have a little slice of heaven in Solvang there, and have one of your branches, and let me run that for you." So it worked out really well, and so that's been it for that part. What I like are all the stories that come about. Through this process, when it got really tight and you know all the restrictions are now in place. Maybe anybody that's got a loan in the last 4 years would know this, but I'm dealing with a doctor who at the end of my interview is going to have to bring in a banker's box of tax returns, bank statements, all the partnerships that he was involved with, all the nuances that he had in, and it was going to be a lot of data. And he looks at me with a list that he needs to produce. And he says to me, he says, "You know, you lenders, you give proctology a bad name." Just one of the funniest things I ever heard. Had he not been a doctor, it probably wouldn't have been so funny, but that was hilarious when I heard that. And he's right. Unfortunately, you know, we would even talk about, after that, I was telling other clients, I says, "Yeah, get a new loan and we'll give you a colonoscopy for free. It's this same procedure, just a different scope." So that's how it was with lending anyway. So it's getting easier, but anybody that's gotten a loan in the last decade can appreciate that, I'm sure. Bill, you haven't had any of those situations, have you?
Well, definitely the game has changed on trying to get, you know, financing, and some of the things are good. Some of the things are a hassle. Some of the things are just a joke, I think, some of the stuff they make you do these days. But you got to play their game or they won't give you the money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. Nice thing is rates have come down. It's more affordable. The programs are much more limited. Used to be you could have... negative amortization. Haven't seen any negative amortization since
that was a bad product.
Well, a lot of people employed that bad product.
Yes.
And used it
the wrong way.
I actually had a woman who I put into a 30-year fixed. Within 6 months, Washington Mutual had her pull out a huge amount of equity and on a negative ARM loan. Well, when it came time to make the payments, she's saying, "Hey, I can't sustain this." And so to get it back to where it was, first of all, the bank didn't want to take any responsibility whatsoever. I finally threatened them in two ways. I says, "This woman is a senior citizen, okay, you might have criminal issues here perpetrating a crime on a senior protected class. And we can handle this one of two ways. We can do a modification and do that modification this week, or I can spend my time calling 2020 and 60 Minutes and these guys, explain everything that you've done to this person and how it's your put the target on you for this whole problem that the industry's having. Well, within the week, we had this thing resolved in nice. A good way. They did it internally, and so it worked out well for her anyway, after the fact.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of enjoying the most of my business is reverse mortgages. For the most part, about 50-55%. But I like that. I'm helping kind of an underserved class of citizens in our community. Everybody thinks of the first-time buyer, but that's everybody's after that person, and everybody's tripping over themselves to help them. There are not so many people helping the seniors. And after 25 years in the business, I'm now closer to that population class anyway.
Ringing a little too close to home.
Yeah. Yeah, those that can't see me in the on the radio know that I've got little and no white hair. Phil, thanks for coming in today.
David, it's always a pleasure to see you.
It's been a lot of fun. And a heartfelt thanks to Phil and other clients, realtors, banks, CPAs, attorneys, and other referral partners over the years. Here's to another 25 years of service in the mortgage industry and the community. Hope to have just the same benefits and fun times. Helping others. It's very rewarding for me. Improve their financial situation. Watch a guy like Phil go from zero to 100 in little or no time. Just 25 years, but you know, doing great and seeing those successes. I do appreciate all that. Hope you found today's presentation fun and valuable. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com. Click on the Contact Us tab. Or call us, 805-686-2321. Leave your comments or questions, and we'll get to you on next week's show. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.